seem odd to include flamenco in this rock dialogue, but given the current radio airplay in the US, I've been looking internationally to fill my listening pleasure. Dominated by Spanish language artists, so much great music has been coming out of Puerto Rico, Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, and Spain, with collaborations among all. Artists like Daddy Yankee, Los Angeles Azules, Bomba Estéreo, and Anita just keep bombarding us with cumbias, trap, reggaeton, bachatas, salsa, and hip-hop. In the case of Spain, Rosalía Tobea has been bringing the sounds of flamenco urbano fusion that's been scorching the international pop scene. Rosalía, born in 1992 in Barcelona, is one of the first Spanish singers to have popularized flamenco through a pop fusion commonly known as Nuevo Flamenco. Her 2018 album, El Mal Querer, The Bad Desire, won grand acclaim for its genre mixing. It's a mystery how I arrived, not at Rosalía, but at Enrique Morente. I first heard of him after seeing Enrique's son, Kiki, sing with guitarista Pepe Habichuela when they performed in New York City some years ago. Kiki sang from his own deeply moving album, El Bayasin. The audience that night in New York City's town hall was pretty well transported to some before unknown emotional state. Or at least I was. Was it through pop star Rosalía, which this rock dialogue was originally going to be about? Or was it through Federico Garcia Lorca? For me, if you're talking about flamenco, it's also got to be about Garcia Lorca. Flashes of Carmen Amaya dancing, Paria de Jerez on guitar, Antonio Marena singing, so many others. The rock dialogue for flamenco is deep. Hundreds of years that has passed through so many cultures and styles. But so long as there's duende, what Garcia Lorca called la pena negra, the mystery of death, the pain and suffering of broken love and lost souls. Lágrimas de generaciones que constituye el cante hondo, or the deep song. Carmen Amaya, she's got duende, or better, duende passes through her. The cante hondo comes from some other place. I've always assumed that it came from the other side of death. Nobody knows what it is. It's that mystery that you feel in your bones and tu sangre. Among the deepest and oldest forms of expression of the cante hondo is the flamenco form called Los Segarías. Take the following quote from this flamenco historian. Quote, "The singer who sings Segarías leaves in each line of the copla a piece of his soul, and if not, he is deceiving the listener, perhaps even himself. If there is one style to which the singer has to give everything, has to give every bit of himself, it is the Segaría. I have seen José Meneses completely overcome, broken, a literal wreck after doing this song, and I believe that if the singer sometimes reaches that kind of state of grace that the gypsies called duende, and I don't know yet what that is, it is in these unique and unrepeatable moments." End quote. We never really understand what the duende is, but it's felt. Segarías are slow, tragic, inconsolable sorrow and pain, and anyone who has read Garcia Lorca's poetry does not need to have listened to Cante Hondo, but if they have, then nothing more is needed than to have Garcia Lorca as el guía.
Ay, por donde quiera que el cielo te guíe, Dios te dé.
Developed over hundreds of years in what was the once Arabic-occupied region known as Al-Andalus in southern Spain, meaning under Moorish control. Before the Reconquista, the Iberian Peninsula was completely under Andalus and later shrunk to the southern portion of Andalusia and the cities of Cádiz, Jerez de la Frontera, Málaga, donde nació García Lorca, Sevilla, Córdoba, Granada y mucho más. But this new and old sound hitting the international pop scene couldn't have happened were it not for Enrique Morente and his amazing album Omega. Morente, who died in 2010, recruited numerous collaborators for this groundbreaking album, including rock punk band Lagartija Nick. Morente dedicated his album to two poets, García Lorca and Leonard Cohen. Each track on the album is one of the poet's words put to this flamenco rock fusion, interpreted and translated by Morente himself. Flamenco purists hated the album, but it was embraced by the rock scene. Here is Una Mezcla de Magic, some of the best flamenco you can find, with the poetry of García Lorca and Cohen mixed with the hard-hitting punk rock Lagartija Nick. This album is a gift that lifts flamenco from its roots in Andalusia and spreads it to the likes of other pioneers, democratizing La Pena Negra, The Omega, Los Poemas para los Muertos. For the flamenco purists out there, it's worth noting that there never was a pure flamenco. The influences that go into flamenco are numerous, and the best flamencos are able to capture these multiple influences in their singing, playing, and dancing. For it is the mixture of it all that gives flamenco its sound, not tonality alone, and not just the Phrygian mode, but the tensions of all kinds of influences, classical, romantic, Arabic, Ziryabic, Mozarabic, Gitano, Berberic, Christian, West African, and to not forget the chants of the Gregorian monks or of the Jewish synagogues. Muchos lugares vive en flamenco. Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Mali, Niger, Mauritania, y España. We may not quite understand Enrique Morente's Omega quite yet. Heck, most of us probably have never heard it before. But the Spanish music artists have been bringing it to your attention. It's time that we listen. Es la hora para escuchar.